coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
Hi, my name is Darren Babin with WebmasterRadio.fm, and we are coming to you from the Miami Convention Center, bringing you continuing coverage of AdTech Miami. And of course, I am doing another update here, talking with a gentleman by the name of Bruno Almeida. And of course, Bruno is a local. How's that? We luck out, don't we, down here in South Florida?
We do, definitely. For us, because of our business, it's important to have the regional coverage. And we decided to choose Miami as the headquarter because of the, proximity to Latin America. But we also have the local office as well to help us with the proximity to the clients and to the publishers.
Now you are with U.S. Media Consulting, is that right? You guys do?
We do media representation, media placement. We have currently close to 600 publishers in Latin America, media outlets in Latin America that we represent officially in the U.S. market.
Now, when you show up at an ad tech down here in our backyard, outside of that being cool because we don't have to get on an airplane, what is it about ad tech Miami that jumps out at you?
I've been to many ed techs before, and when the team of ed tech decided to do ed tech Miami and focus the content in Latin America and the U.S. Hispanic, it was a great way to value the industry that we work on. Prior to ed tech Miami, we felt a little left behind in terms of content relative to our marketplace.
And there's been a lot of nurturing of the Latin American marketplace where, digital marketing is concerned. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely. The digital marketplace in Latin America continues to grow tremendously. There's a lot of misrepresentations about the marketplace. We have very high penetration in overall, close to 25% overall, which is huge. We have in some countries leading figures in terms of time spent online, such as Brazil, in which we are the second country in the world with more time spent online after Japan. E-commerce is booming. We have, as eMarket said, the faster growing percentage in terms of broadcast broadband adoption as well. So it's and obviously in a time period in which the U.S. is living some type of a recession, and the advertisers must continue to deliver positive results to their shareholders, I believe Latin America is a good choice for those investors.
Now, as I've wandered around here and had conversations with a variety of people, you try and take a pulse and try and get a feel of the vibe of what's going on, especially at a viral show like this, right? So in talking with a few people, I kind of get some conflicting vibes, right? And I wanted to get your take on this. I heard from someone earlier that there are some attendees who are from the Latin American marketplace, that maybe they're from South America, they've come to Miami, they're here, and you hear people talking about the Latin American marketplace maturing per se. Do you think that is just an American perspective, that the Latin American marketplace has already matured, or is Do you know what I'm saying? There seemed to be a little you know, chatter, you know, offline, you know, between people saying, well, that's the American perspective saying that, you know, it's maturing, but we've already matured, you know, we're just now, you know, here to do something about it. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the interactive business, the online media business, is not mature anywhere in the world yet. Yeah. That's my perspective. I think when you have 7% of the pie, such as the US, the ad spend pie, is this really mature when we are all spending 50% of our time online? It's not mature yet. So I think the entire world, in terms of the industry, is maturing little by little. And I think Latin America is just following the trend.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well said. Very well said. Is there anything that, you know, about the Latin American marketplace that when they get together here at this particular show, like this is, they're everybody who is anybody in marketing for Latin America is here at this event. And we're talking representation from all the top names out there. Is there anything that you know, kind of surprised you about this show? Or, you know, is this pretty much on par with what your expectations are for ad tech?
I think after, and I'm sure you're gonna agree with me and share this idea. After we spent, you know, 12, 14 years in the business, it's hard for you to go to any show, and really be impressed with something that you haven't heard before, right? Obviously, we have the top players in the market here, so each one is sharing their experience from last year. We had similar conversations a year ago. So basically, we are summarizing the best practices, the buyouts, the investors, the clients from a 12-month period.
Yeah. The traffic deals. Of course. I got to tell you, Bruno, it's been enlightening chatting with you. Of course, if somebody wants to find out more about what you guys do, of course, you know, you guys have a very large rep service. For those of you listening, if you're looking to gain a foothold into the Latin American marketplace, these guys, they represent 45,000 blogs and 600 premium websites out there. So they could definitely get you some visibility and help your market penetration down there. Bruno, if they want to find out more information, how do they do that?
The office general number is 305-722-5500, and you can speak with any sales executives, or you can log to usmediaconsulting.com.
Perfect. Bruno, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.